So we're going to continue for wherever we've been last week. Remember, we started talking about Reshimot, and we started talking about desire. And we related to the difference between Igulim and Yosher. We know that there is two levels of creation. Most people don't know that, but the truth of the matter is the Creator, the Divine, didn't create linear. He created everything as a circle. But after Tzimtzum, after the contraction, things change into linear. So you need to remember that the universe, from the divine, from God's point of view, is working as a circle. From the receiver point of view, is come across as a linear. Now, the original receiver was a circle as well. What been developed, what it become a line. So line mean beginning and end. Circle mean no beginning, no end. Now, what is Tzimtzum? Tzimtzum mean, from the word in Hebrew it's Tzimtzem, from the word contraction or restriction, it's the concept that the receiver said, you know, I'm basically cannot receive that amount. I can only receive with the dropper, you know, those little line, almost like a straw. So you get a certain amount based on your desire. So what changed? It's actually only the desire. Now, how is it reflect on our life so we can understand it better? So if we look at life and we are trying to think about pressure. Most people look at pressure as a bad news. I have a pressure day, I have pressure, I have pressure. What is pressure? What is actually pressure? The universe wants to give you more than you can receive. What do you do with pressure? What actually you do with pressure? You try to finish the pressure. You have health pressure, you have love pressure, you have money pressure, all kind of pressure. So pressure is being by modern society, a bad thing. Our society is coming into a place where how can I get rid of the pressure? Nobody's today saying, how can I get more pressure? Nobody say, come and study how to get more pressure in your life. There is no such a thing. In fact, everybody's thinking, how can I set up my life that I have a villa, big home, good car, private jet if I can afford it, or business class flying, whatever could be. No pressure. People don't want pressure. Pressure is being translated as a bad news. You ask people, what's the pressure? Too much pressure. Too much pressure. But you see that accomplishment cannot come with no pressure. When you ask to stop the pressure, you actually tell the universe, I have enough. I have enough. When you tell the universe, that's nothing. More. More. Somebody come and put you in the wrong place at work. You can call it abuse, you can call it pressure, or you can call it like, let me see if I can handle it. You can have a self-discovery of who you are, or you can have canceling the one who caused me the pressure. It can be a human, it can be a situation, God forbid, Chas v'Shalom, it can be a health issue. Chas v'Shalom, it could be a money issue. Money issue can be a terrible thing. What is the difference between a poor person sitting in the street or somebody trying to go to work? The one who sits on the street, say, I don't want pressure anymore. The one who tries still to go to work, want the pressure. Still fighting, still struggling. Go to the bank, borrow money, pressure. You have pressure. Pressure, more pressure. So when it was in the beginning of creation, it was circle. Circle means the light give you all the light, you receive all the light. Couldn't handle it. It's all. Who need all? If I ask you what you want, everybody will say a different thing. Based on the Reshima, based on the memory, based on the impression you had in the endless. So you come with the Reshima. Reshima is like a spark, like a nitzotz. In the pressure, then there is your real you. You cannot find your real you with no pressure. You need to remember that. So when you sit comfortable, and I know most of you say, I don't want to. You go to Cancun or I don't know, some good place or vacation and relax, sitting on the beautiful chair, sand, what do you call it, the white sand. I was looking for that white sand. I don't know, I never find it. I never find it. I went to places that mean it's a white sand. Brown. Still brown, but okay. But that. So you know, people sit and relax, and I'm not trying to put it down because I'm not that type. I'm trying to be part of society. So I'm sitting and I'm trying to do that non-pressure moment with the right music and everything. Tough for me, you know, after 2 hours, I'm start looking around, okay, what's happening next? Where are we going? So maybe I have that all the time thing, but there is people like I'm looking, I said, I'm impressed. I'm really touched when somebody who don't have pressure. For me, it's amazed. I'm amazed with somebody who can actually sit in Starbucks for 2 hours. I mean, what happened? Nothing. How do you do nothing? I want to know that. I love that. I want to also do the nothing. Or people who do meditation, they tell me, today we learn how to empty your mind and think about nothing. So I did a lot all type of meditation in my life, Kabbalistic, the Hindu, the everything. So I used to make the teacher sometimes laugh instead of upsetting them. He used to laugh. I said, teacher, I have a problem. I said, yeah, what's the problem? I said, I'm thinking about the nothing. Is it okay to think about the nothing? I said, no. And we start laughing. The idea is people sometimes capable of doing nothing. It's amazed me. I'm not putting it down. Again, I'm really amazed. I mean it. But what the Kabbalah, what Etzach Haim, what Rabbi Isaac Luria and Rav Ashlag tried to teach us, if you want to start getting somewhere in life, you got to find what pressure you. You have to make a list. Leonardo da Vinci said, you know, I love to read everything he ever wrote. So Leonardo da Vinci said, write all the good things that you want to happen in your life, and also make sure you write all the things that you don't want to happen in your life. So you have an idea. Don't look at it, then the next day look at it again. You have to do it for 4 days. That's what he writes. So you do it again and again and again, rewrite it again. And the idea is every person came to reveal something unique in this world. When you want to go away from the pressure, you are not revealing who you really are. Okay, so I just want to make sure it's clear. Good. Now, we need to remember what we started speaking about last week. הרי שהאור העליון נעשה סיבה לגילוי דלת הבחינות שברצון אצל הנאצל. Another thing we revealed last week, that the light is always the cause of existence. The sharing force is always the cause. The receiver is always the effect. We think the other way. For example, you want to get a job, you want to get money, you want to get love, you want to get soulmate, you want to get something. You are driving as your desire awakening the fulfillment. And that's where it's going wrong. Always the fulfillment running the desire. For that reason, you cannot come from a place I don't have and that's why I want to have it. You have to come up from a place of there is so much more out there, I want it. Why I want it? Because there is so much fulfillment. So the drive has to change from fulfillment is the creation, is what creates everything, and desire comes second. The only reason you want to have a desire is because there is already a fulfillment. That's what we start last week, okay? Now, it says that it revealed four levels within the Netzal of desire. שהם השורשים לכל הרצונות המתגלים בעולמות. So, the amount of light that been shared reveal all the type of desire that exist. So what desire you have now in life? Some people desire is love, some people desire health, some people desire money, some people desire fame, some people desire is to be recognized by the family, is important or smart or whatever it is. Everybody has a desire. All of that desire that you can think about exists within the light. Which means all of that desire is actually a fulfillment that the light want to give. But you're going to create a desire for it so that giving can be part of your life. So you cannot think about something new. That's why I said last week, there is nothing new under the sun. Sun is the sharing force, meaning you cannot invent new idea of desire. You cannot. Impossible. For that reason, in English, it's funny. In English, they call it discover. What is discover? Remove the cover. It's very interesting. This and the cover. This being negative, like no cover. Once you remove the cover, it's there. There's no discovery. It's there, it's just cover. So it's discovered. Whoop, it's there. So you come up with a new idea. Oh, I have such a new idea. I have such a new idea. Yeah, but that idea was pulled by your desire. Most idea invented by who? By lazy people. You need to know, read. Most idea invented by lazy people. They were so lazy they had to invent something. So lazy people are the drive to reveal something already exists. Okay? ולפיכך איך אפשר שיופיע איזה רצון מבלי סיבה? דיינו בלי האור העליון, אז זהו המוליד אותו. שזה דומה כמו שתאמר שיש איזה בריאה בעולם בלי אב ואם שהולידו אותה. If you said that the desire come first, it's almost like you're going to say that there is a creature in this world with no father and mother. Even the kid was made in a laboratory, you still need a sperm and an egg, which is human. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? So you cannot say that the desire comes first. Always sharing comes first. Okay, please remember that. I know it seems not a big deal. It's a very big deal. So now, when you're walking into situation, you think in sharing, you are now creating the situation. You think you're receiving, you've been created by this situation. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Again, if I'm thinking now to share, I am now the one who run the meeting. If I'm thinking now to receive, I'm not the one who run the meeting anymore. Everything you're going to do in your life, when you share, you are the one who run everything. Sharing is not to show off with your sharing. Sharing is, you know, somebody paid the bill in a restaurant. You want everybody to know he paid the bill. That's not necessarily sharing because they receive ego for that. You understand? It's paying the bill. It's nice, very nice. But why? Why do you do it? You really do it for sharing or you're doing it to impress? If you do it to impress, it's a problem. If you do it for the sake of really giving, it's great. I remember one time, I want to impress. My sharing was about impressing. So it was the owner of a restaurant in Park Avenue, New York. Pretty fancy place. And I decided to invite all my friends. I want to impress them what kind of people I know. So I invite 28 people to the restaurant and I called the owner. I said, do me a favor. I want to impress my friend, making sure everything is going to work right. And they come. Nothing worked right. I was doing sharing, but nothing worked right. Food was burned. Top restaurant. Air conditioning didn't work. Plate was broken. Weird stuff. And I'm looking, I said, all ego, Eliyahu. All ego. Second time I was there, this time I decided to share for the right reason. I said, I got to fix it. But this time I took a billionaire with his wife. Well, his wife complained that he's very cheap. I said, I'm going to play a game with this guy. She said, what are you going to do? Don't you. I know you, Eliyahu, you're crazy. I said, don't wait, please. Let me. I enjoy this thing. It's all sharing. So we're sitting together. And the guy, you know, he know the menu, he know the prices, you know everything. So cheap. It's crazy. And I'm starting to order. And Debbie's like, I told Debbie before, don't laugh. Just stay cool. So, oh my God, I love, and I'm making that voice. I love that sushi. You know what? I tell the waiter, two of that order. And you have the tuna, belly of the tuna, the expensive. Yeah, I want that right now. And get me this and get me that. Too much food. And he's like, you're going to eat it, right? So yeah, don't worry about it. Now he knows he's paying, you know, the rabbi come with him. Oh, he's the one who's going to take the check. In the end, I'm taking the check. Now the guy is like going bananas. So what's going on? What's happening? No, it's okay. So no, it's okay. And I had to call his wife after this. How is it, Felix? You change him, he's crying. I said, what's going on? He said, I don't know, he's changing. The guy changed. Debbie, you remember that? The guy changed to, in a way, he started looking at life in a different way. And by the way, the owner of the restaurant helped me, the waiters helped me, everybody was there. And an amazing act, we did an amazing act 1 hour before we come. And we ordered even expensive drink. The owner of the restaurant, look sharing, how sharing look like. So called me, said, yeah, I'm not respecting your credit card. I said, what's wrong? I said, I saw what you did. You're not paying. I said, no, I got to pay. I took responsibility. I said, no, you're not paying. I don't care. It's my restaurant. You're not paying. So why is that? I said, I saw something you did. They know the guy's famous. So you did something to him. He came the next day. He ate alone. He ordered some food and he started crying. He opened up. And when you do sharing in the right way, miracle happened. When you do it aggressively for to impress people, then you want to receive through your sharing, and then bad things happen to you. Steak been burned, plate been broken, fork, everything go wrong. Everything can go wrong. And that's why sharing has to be for the sake of sharing. It's a fun thing to share. It's a fun. And if you don't have a lot, share something. Share good words, hello, picture, funny thing. You know, there's so many things now in media. There's so many videos that are funny. Share. Share. It can make people happy. It's okay. Share. You know, don't worry about your status that you are a serious, important person. Share. When you share, you know who you become? You become the light. When you become the light, you know what happened after that? A vessel will find you. A receiver will find you. So when you share, you are actually telling the universe, I'm open for a receiver. I'm open for a match. I'm open for connection with the person. But when you only receive, you're no longer the one who controls the situation. You're reactive. You're no longer proactive. You react to the situation. You're not creating the situation. Okay? So it's very important. So Aura Eliona Ze Molidoto. When you become Aura Eliona, when you become the upper light, when you become the share, you're giving birth to the receiver on the same spot. In a day that you think of what you want to give, in the same day, you just give birth to the one who want to receive it. So what's dangerous? When you become spiritual and religious, there is a danger. What most of the time religious and spiritual people do, they ask. They're using spirituality and religion a lot of time. I should say we. Using religion and spirituality to get things. God give me health. God give me money. God give me this. God give me that. You know, and we are become a force of receiving. And because of that, we deactivate ourselves from God. Because God, the divine, is only giving. The divine doesn't know receiving. So to have an affinity with the divine, we have to think, how can I share? And don't think materialistic. How can I share? How can I share? Somebody came today to set up the chair here and go. He couldn't be here. Nice. So sharing. He didn't even get credit. I don't know if he even watched the video. They want to set up the chair tonight. Didn't get a credit. That's sharing. He said, how long it took him? 7 minutes. Ding, 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 ding. Put the paper. Nice. Ding. Stay. No, I got to go. Okay. Thank you. If you see, thank you. But I think he doesn't need my thank you, but it's nice. It's a sharing. Every little thing is sharing. Every little thing. Right? I mean, Yvette gave me the frog juice here. Sharing. You know? Sharing. You know, Debbie pulled me a water. Sharing. It's all sharing. I share with you words. Sharing. I hope I do sharing and not ego think. Hopefully, I do. So, the sharing create the receiving. Please remember that, okay? I'm talking about כי כבר ידעת אשר באינסוף כבר קבועים וקיימים כל המציאות וכל הפריות הרואים שיבואו בעולמות. In the endsof, in a place called the endsof, in a place called the endless, every case of every human, of every creation, of every reincarnation already exists there. It's so insulting, right? All the choices you're going to make, it's already been written. It's insulting. So what am I doing here? What is this? See, I repeat it. כל המציאות, all the existence, כל הבריות, all the creation, the creature, הראויים שיבואו בעולמות עם כל הרחבתם ותכלית תפארתם ושלמותם. With all what they're gonna do and invent, already exist. העתיד להתגלות בעולמות בשבילם. And everything that's going to be revealed to them already been created. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing. My words that I'm telling you already been created. You are here created. What is going on? We are repeating our footstep. You know that story with the footstep on the beach and all this and that? There's a theory like this that it's actually there before even you arrive to the beach. It's actually there. והרי לך בעליל אשר עוד באינסוף כבר יצאו ונגלו כל הרצונות העתידים להתגלות. Already in the endless, even your desire. Your wildest desire. And taking big money, big fame, big, already, also that exists. וגם נתבלו על שלימותם. Not only the desire was revealed in the endless, even with the fulfillment is already fulfilled that desire that you think you have. ומילואם הסופי, the endless desire, meaning sometimes you have to complete yourself in four lifetimes. It's actually three or four, depends on the case. Women don't have to come more than one, but they volunteer to come. Most women volunteer. They usually come one time, but they volunteer to come because they see either they have a boy, or they have a husband, or they have a brother, or they have a male soul that they're supposed to help. It's a reincarnation. You can listen on my web. I mean, it depends, but because sometimes there is women that have reincarnation of a man. So they have to come for that reason. But it's a complicated thing. You know, that's why Kal Bar Savua, who was the father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva, had to be reincarnated in a woman. And who marry him is Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rabbi Chaim Vital marry him, but it wasn't him, it was her. You understand me? I lost you here. Him become a woman, and the him who become a woman marry Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rabbi Chaim Vital was the reincarnation of Rabbi Akiva, who was the son-in-law of that man who reincarnated them because they didn't get along, so they had to make peace. Then they used to fight. To fight physically, boom, 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 boom. And she couldn't have kids because she's actually a man. So a woman who is actually a man cannot give birth to children. So it's called, it's a reincarnation, I don't want to go there. But anyway, all the reincarnation of everybody also exists in the endless. Okay? שהוא בחינת האור העליון שהוא והוליד וגילה את הרצונות הללו. So that light, when it shined, it revealed all your original desire. Go back to pressure, guys. When you feel pressure, do you know what you feel? Light. You want to know a blessing test like? Pressure. You want to know a curse test like? No pressure. So when there is no pressure, the light is gone. When there is pressure, you're on. Things are start shaking, moving. Question is, why in our generation, people running away from discomfort? And I'm not saying you have to be uncomfortable all the time. You don't have to run in the street naked and with no shoes and hurt your feet. There's no reason for that. I'm talking about pressure that come not by choice, pressure that find you. Pressure. You know, I had many years ago, 19 years ago, I was living in New York, and David and me just got married, and I had given classes in the city, and then two gentlemen walk in. I didn't know they were famous because I don't know anything about American football. So they walk in, and instead of people listening to my class, they look at them. Embarrassing, right? And I was giving a class about pressure or Mekif and all this. And I say, hey, I'm Israeli, so I can say, hey, excuse me, hello, I'm teaching a class. Why is everybody looking at them? Happened to be that those two people are famous NFL player. So now they like me, and I'm going to a game. Again, my ego get in, and I'm trying to impress people that I know something about football, but I don't know nothing. I know soccer, but I don't know football, American football. So I see the ball, you know, when they throw it, it fall on the grass. So next to me is that famous, what is the name of the singer next to us? Forgot his name. Then next to us, this, that. And I'm trying to impress everybody. Say, hey, just pick up the ball and run to do a touchdown. And my wife, being American, looking at me, I say, shh, better, zip it, you know? And I felt pressure. I felt embarrassed, only Israeli there. Everybody's American. We after this go to dinner, and I'm the idiot to say, pick up the ball from the floor. And I said, yeah, better shut up. She's right, you know, what can I say? I find myself a few weeks after that in the locker room with those giants. They're giant, by the way. They are big people. When I say big, you don't know big. I saw. And I'm going to every game, try to understand football. It's very, very funny. And I become the coach of the mind of those people. And the words that they're using is pressure. They're using the word pressure. It's all about pressure, but it's funny, they brought me to help them with the mind pressure, not with the physical pressure. Because when you look at their size, you think you can run faster than them. So me being chutzpah Israeli, I decided I can run faster. That's crazy. And I said, he's big, he's never gonna make it. He ran faster than me. I was, but in the end, one of the questions he had for me, he said, Leah, when I try to put the quarterback down, I feel pressure, and that pressure, sometimes let it go because I'm angry. And I said, you know what, from now on, you're going to scream it loud, and he did it in the middle of the game, and you're going to say, I'm going to ask for much more pressure than that. I'm going to ask for more because I can handle more. And he changed to become an Hall of Fame. I mean, I'm sure you heard his name. Let me tell you after the name because we are live. So what I'm trying to tell you, your pressure is your biggest blessing. Make a list of where you have pressure in your life. Where's your pressure? Money, health? There is a secret right there what the light want to give you and you don't get it. That's exactly where the light is. But the light does not exist in the area of comfort. The area of comfort, say Rav Ashlag, is a fruit of a previous pressure. Again, the fruit that you enjoy of life. Let's say you're born with some gift. Some people are born with gift. You have a gift. Right? That pressure that you have cause you to have that gift from another lifetime to this lifetime. Some people don't like confrontation. They don't like to be confronted on issues. Some people don't like to be blamed. You point the finger to some people, they become so defensive, they run away. Run away. Some people cannot take criticism. It's a disaster. Criticism is a way to get better. I did a lecture in Toronto, women only, and we sit in front of the screen. I brought a screen to the room because the ladies talk about how to handle pressure and all this and that. So I took a few clips from a movie. I put it there when there is a gentleman screaming at you. I turned off the TV. I said, how did you feel? Do you feel upset? This? I said, no, it's a TV. It's a movie. No big deal. I said, what's the difference between the TV to what you're going through sometimes at work and this and that? Right? I mean, big question. I said, well, because it's real. This is not real. This is TV. I can turn it off. I said, no, you can turn it off in your mind as well. But do you want to turn it off? And I'm not talking about abuse. I hope you understand me. It's a pressure. It's an inner thing. It's a psychological. I don't know even how to put it. But you want to say it's a light. It's a blessing. 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 Can I say about our visit today, like about the house and stuff like that? I can talk openly. So today we have a visit. We have a visit here. The owner of the house, she lives in Israel, and she sent her son because he lives in LA. Say, hey, I need to talk to the people here. I said, listen, guys, we really want the house, and we don't know how long we have the contract with you and all this and that. So Debbie looked at me and said, woo. So okay, there is a blessing. Let's look in the blessing. It's going to be a blessing from it. You understand what I'm saying? Don't look at that type of news as a bad news. Once you say it's a bad news, it turns a bad news. Do you understand? Pressure, what are we going to do? 4 weeks or 5 weeks? Oh, what's happening? Can we stay a little bit longer? Right away, the thought, right? Can I stay a little bit longer? I don't have another place. Where am I going? That's the blessing. Don't look at the blessing after and don't look at the blessing before. The blessing is while the pressure happened. While the pressure happened. I hope I gave you enough story to make it clear about pressure, okay? Last story, a lady, Kings Highway, Brooklyn. God bless her. Have a bad accident. Drunk driver, 11 p.m. Crash. Hospital. Coma for 3 days. Third day, Aliyah is next to her bed with flour and chocolate and make her laugh. She's Israeli friend. And I said, Leora, I'm so sorry. Terrible driver, drunk. Shame. Celia was the biggest blessing of my life. That's what he told him. Leora, stop. I know I teach it, but let's go. Let's not go that far. I said, no, you don't know. I said, what happened? I said, well, she had a tumor in her head, larger than a ping pong ball. Without the accident, they wouldn't do the CT, and they wouldn't find the tumor. And the doctor said she had 2 months to be alive. So she said, you tell me about your lecture. I don't need lecture. That happened. So, okay, go ahead. What I'm trying to tell you guys is, if we can only see it like that, not to be positive, to be realistic, that the pressure is actually the blessing, things will start changing. This is because pressure means a revelation of light. שהוא בחינת האור העליון שהוליד וגילה את הרצונות. האור העליון, the upper light is revealed, is giving birth. אתה תבין היטב את דבר הרשימות. Now you will understand better the רשימה. What is the רשימה? What is the impression? רשימה. What is the impression that left? בעשר ספירות דעיגולים, אחר הצמצום והסתלקות כל השלמות והמילואים שהיו בדלת בחינות הללו, שקוראות עשרה עיגולים. Say to us, Rav Ashlag, now you will understand what happened in the endless after the Tzimtzum, because after the Tzimtzum, it was no light left in the circular vessel. No light. Gone. Gone, beside Reshima. What?
Only Reshima.
Only Reshima left. So only Reshima, only impression in the Igulim. Now, how much light was in the Igulim? 100%. It was so 100% that it was no different between vessel and no different between a desire and fulfillment. It was the same. It's called U Ushmo Echad. Same exact thing. שפירושם של הרשימות הללו שנתרשמו ונחקקו בהם היטב כל מיני הרצונות שהיו מלאים מהם ביותם באינסוף ואתה נעבדו בהם. What is רשימה? Is a memory cell, of everything that used to be there, and now it's gone. What happened to that memory cell? It's missing everything that used to be there. Look at your life now. Look at your life without memory and with memory. If you don't remember 5 minutes ago from now, if you forget what happened 5 minutes ago, how lost you are. If you don't remember 1 hour ago, how lost you are. If you don't remember a day ago, how lost you are. Memory is a connection between every point in your life. Every point. Can you imagine? You come home, you don't know it's your kids. You don't know it's your home. You don't know the address. You don't know it's your car. You don't know your name. You don't know who you are. Every part of your life is actually a memory. If you want to go deeper than that, then you will freak out. Few psychiatrists now doing a study. 10 psychiatrists, I think it's online. But it can freak you out, be careful, okay? You carry the whole memory of your parents and grandparents. You can freak out once you read the article, it's like, whoa, I can't take it. Their fear, their good experience, what they overcome and what they didn't overcome. You're a chain. You're just part in a chain. Whatever you're overcoming now, any pressure that you can overcome, you are releasing it for the next generation, generation, generation after that. So every time you take a pressure in a good way and you understand you are actually not doing it just for you, you're doing it for all the generation to come, unbelievable. You are arranging the universe to be a better place to be. So you carry fear of your father, inside you. Fear of your mom? Inside. Addiction? Inside of you. Gene? It's running. Now, can I prove it to you? Because it's physical. You can only prove it now, thank God. You don't need just spirituality. Psychologists and psychiatrists agree with that. And it makes people crazy. Now, neurologists in Columbia University right now study how that brain doing it, and they want to prove it physically as well. That's how far it went. And soon, they will explain how we interconnected to each other and we affect each other in a mind wave, in words, and in action. We are all together. What can I do? Nobody is alone. Nobody is alone. Nobody is alone. No, even when you sit here right now, you're affecting each other. You are on the airplane, you don't know anybody, right? You're affecting each other. It's a crazy thing, you understand? You're sitting in a restaurant. You're affecting not just the person you're sitting with, everything around you, the waiters, the chef, everything.
I agree, because when I sit next to someone who's really calm and lady kind, and we come like, lady, I'm a lady, you have to say, yeah! But then I'm sitting next to someone who's like calm, I just become all of a sudden really calm, relaxed.
It's amazing. So you're attached to that. That's beautiful. You're attached to that. That's very beautiful. Very beautiful. You know, it's a our DNA, our gene, everything, like spiritual DNA, psychological DNA, and physical DNA, everything is built, is a structure of everything. It's reshimot. Our reshima, now we're going deeper, who we are a spark inside of us, we carry a spark. It's called in Hebrew, please remember it, nitzotz. Nitzotz. Nitzotz means spark. Nitzotz, if you want to know Hebrew, Nun Yud Tzadik Vav Tzadik Sofit. Last Tzadik. Okay? Nitzotz is what builds everything around you. Everything has nitzotz. Not to go to tremendous amount of detail, but you need to know there is 320 nitzotzot. In every level, those of you who know the Sefirot, from Keter till Malchut, you have 32. So every level carry 32. Our job, by being existent here with the thought, with the talk, and with the action, is to elevate those sparks back to where they belong. We cannot elevate the last 32 until what we call the Messiah will come. Now you know what the Messiah is. It's not just a person, it's the quantum consciousness that all of us will agree that we can elevate the last 32. What is 32 in Gematria in Hebrew? Lev. Heart. But what it says, Va'anochi, Asir et lev ha'evan mikirbechem, ve'natati lachem lev basar. It's written by the prophet that I will remove your heart of stone and I give you a heart from flesh. We already have a heart there, but it doesn't talk about it. It means Malchut carry 32 nitzotzot that cannot be elevated, unfortunately. We have to wait. We are only can do Rapach 288. It's called Rapach Nitzotzim. So we are now dealing with Reshimot, with impression. Now, each and every one of us has a spark inside. Each dog, each cat, each celery, each carrot, each drop of water, everything around you. Everything has nitzotz. Everything. It's a living universe, guys. Nitzotzot are everywhere. So, for example, when you walk, some of you like to walk, to do a walking, and you're thinking something, that thought might elevate the spark to wherever it belongs. But the nitzotz has many areas. That one nitzotz can have 30,000 attachment to it. It's tremendous knowledge about Kabbalah. So when you decide to eat celery and you do a blessing on it, Shakol Niyabit Varo, or Bore Pri Adama, most people think it's a religion. No. That sequence that you say activated the separation between the physical to the nitzotz. You actually take the nitzotz out and elevate it. What most people do if they're religious, why? I don't know. It's written. No. It's a sequence that breaks out the physicality from the spiritual aspect of the food. How many teeth normally you're supposed to have in your mouth?
32.
Very good. 32. You chew the food. You chew. Why you chew the food? There, you have to swallow that, blah, blah, blah. You chew the physicality. So the spiritual aspect, the nitzotz, can come to the place.
Does 22 have anything to do with 22?
22 with 10. 22 with 10. It's 32. 22 is Hebrew letter. Mm-hmm. And 10 sefirot. So it's 32. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. But what I want you to understand that in the Igulim, before the Tzimtzum, before the contraction, it was perfect. Perfect universe. After the Tzimtzum, everything gets empty. And now the Igulim, the circular vessel, the original vessel, it's spark of the memory of what it used to be. So now it's drawing everything back. It's drawing. ונשארו על כן, בהכרח תאבים ומשתוקקים לכל אותם המילואים והשלמות שהיה להם, וזה מכונה בשם רשימות. So every time we use the word רשימה, רשימו או רשימות, we are relating it to the old memory of the Kelim, the Igulim, The old memory of the circular vessel. וזה שאמרנו לאל, שלא יצורר שום גילוי רצון של איזו מהות, אין בעולמות העליונים בעולם הגשמי, שלא יהיה מושרש בעשר ספירות דעיגולים מהם. There is no such an idea as a fulfillment or desire in the upper world or in the physical world that it's not coming from killing the igulim, that it's not coming from the circular vessel. Everything coming from the circular vessel. Because the original desire is only in the circular vessel. It's not here. Our desire is a joke. Whatever we want from life, it's a joke. It's so little, it's embarrassing. We don't even want the half of the spark of all the fulfillment that the light wants to give us. Because we want to relax. We are the best relaxed people. People want to relax. People solve the concept of pressure into relaxation. You watch TV differently now, right? You have your massage chair moving your thing. In the car right now, they're inventing now car that massage your back and keep you warm as well. Everything's coming. Now, in New York, I mean, when you drive, the wheel is also getting warm. So your hand, God forbid, will... It's very, very difficult. Not easy. Instead of chewing the food, I have to drink it. Different life. Get too much chewing here. You gotta drink the food. Every one of us is falling to the idea that the luxury means no pressure. That's luxury. Stress is not a pressure. Stress is me refusing to take the pressure. Look at my face right now, right? So painful. Ah! Look what happened now. I don't feel the pressure. Why? Because I move with it. So once the pressure is strong and you don't move, you feel stress. So stress is a result of me not accepting the pressure that comes in my way. What if I tell you today, listen, there is $9 million property that somebody rich want to give you, beautiful home and all this and that, but you need to paint it yourself. You need to put some flour there. It does a lot of work, a lot of work. And you have to clean it. Take 30 days to clean it. And you might lose your job because if you don't come sign the call, everything, can't give it to you. $9 million. So would you believe that some people cannot take that pressure? And they exist in the universe. You wouldn't believe me, right? I'm telling you. Less pressure you can take, more crazy you become. I'm not talking about spiritually, I'm talking about mentally. Do you know that as less as pressure as you can take, your mental capability to end the life get worse? Everything will stress you out. You ever met people that everything stressed them out? Everything stressed them out. Everything stressed them out. Making a coffee stressed them out. Why is it stress? So much fun, right? What's so stress about it? Because the stress comes from I'm not welcoming the blessing into my life. I'm actually looking at the blessing as too much. So again, לא יצויר שום גילוי רצון של איזה מאות אל בלומות העליונים וגלום הגשמי, שלא משורש בעשר ספירות דיגולים, באופן שיש בית שורשים המוקדמים למציאות של כל העולמות שמאחר הצמצום. האחד הוא שכל הרצון, אבל טרנסלנט סקנד, כבר מצוי מושלם בכל תפארתו מלואו, וזו המציאות שהוא קיים באינסוף ברוך הוא, והשני הוא שכל הרצונות עומדים ריקים לגמרי מהמילוי המוכרז להם מקודם מהאינסוף. So we have two existent and we need to memorize those two existent all the time. One, that in the endless, you have everything already fulfilled with all the choices, like I said before. Second consciousness is all the desire are there empty from the fulfillment that relate to them. And this second consciousness called Olam HaTzimtzum, the universe or the world of Tzimtzum, the world of restriction, the world of contraction, the word of the tzimtzum. And you understand when I say tzimtzum, what I mean, right? Like in the camera, what do you call that? Shutter? The shutter, you know, open and close. That's called in Hebrew tzamtzam. Open and close. It's very interesting, right? וכל הכלים והחומר של הבריות, all the vessel, all the desire, and all the materialism, all the physicality of the בריות, of the human, נמשכים מעולם הצמצום. Our entire existence come from where? Not from עיגולים, said to us Rav Ashlag and the Ari, it's come from עולם הצמצום. It's come from the world, that universe that been contracted. Look at that. דיינו ודאי. רק כלים רקניים. So we coming all the time with vessels which are empty. ורצונות שאיבדו את מלואיהם. Who we are? How can we define who I am? Look what I say. רצונות שאיבדו את מלואיהם. Some desire that lost their fulfillment. We are walking around. So when you're going to walk to Pico or to drive or to your Uber or to whatever it is, what do you actually experience? Desire that lost their fulfillment. You want to know why everybody's moving? Let's move. Let's do. Let's eat. Let's. Right? We're looking for our fulfillment. We can fake it. We can fulfill it with the hamburger. We can fulfill it with drugs, with sex, with different things. Just got to move a little bit. But the original fulfillment, that's what we ibadnu. We lost it. וכל המילואים לאותם הרצונות נמשכים מאין סוף ברוך הוא. All the fulfillment for those desires that people are looking for are coming directly from the endless. וסחור היטב. Please remember that well, say Rav Ashlag. He's asking us to remember. בית ידיעות הללו. Those two levels. So you have to remember two things. Let's follow Rav Ashlag for a second. Rav Ashlag teaching us one thing. Two things. One, that everything, זה אחד הוא, כל הרצון כבר מצוי מושלם כל הפרטו מלואו. Every desire already has all the fulfillment and all the choices, everything in the endless. That's one level of understanding. Second level of understanding, it's called Olam HaTzimtzum, the world of Tzimtzum. In that place, all those fulfillment that was related to this desire that we talk about, gone. We, human, came from the second consciousness. For that reason, what happened to us now? We are looking, where is mine? And please remember that שאין מהנחוצות ביותר לזוכרן בהמשך העסק בחוכמה הזאת. Please remember that because it's the most necessary thing to do when you study this wisdom, the wisdom of Sfirot and Kabbalah. Can you imagine that Rav Ashlag will stop to tell us that? Please remember that. Okay, question? If people want to ask questions, you're going to see it, Debbie? Tom? Any question? We'll continue. Yes? Our identity is our desire.
Because in the endless, there's no difference, so there's no...
Before the tzimtzum, before the contraction, all the desires fulfill. When all the desires fulfill, there is no longer different. If I take four cups that made of H2O, made of water, liquid, but make it from ice, a shape of ice, it's a cup. The ocean... H2O, right? Water as well. I take big size cup, like a popcorn, right? Different size. And I throw all those four cups into the ocean, they fulfill with water. I don't see the difference. Once I dry the ocean, I empty everything. Now I see there is four cups. Before that, I didn't see the four cup. When do you see differences between people? Only with the empty. When everybody fulfilled, there is no difference. Happy people look the same. Sad people look different. Happy people mean they fulfill. Once it's fulfilled, they're the same. Not different. Same frequency. But once it's empty, now you see a difference. give you a simple example, more crazy example. I used to think about it when I was 25 or something like that, because I used to clean the snow away from the car. It's a good way to get paid. I don't know if you ever did it. I don't wish it to anybody here. But in New York, when the street gets covered with snow, I don't know if you ever saw something like this, so your car disappears. So whoever had the Mercedes and whoever had the Ford, you don't see any difference because it's equal. Why? Because the snow, I always imagined that when I used to study that, the snow went so much high and it fulfilled everything, so there is no difference between Subaru, Mercedes, or Ford. It's all the same. Once it's different, when you melt the snow, with the snow go away, oh, that's Mercedes. Fulfillment make all desire disappear. It's a tremendous thought. So in the endless, you cannot see different between human. So when people say, you know, the song Imagine from John Lennon, imagine the ninth country, da 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 da. I love that song. So in the endless, it was one. So why we have to leave the Olam HaTzimtzum? Why do we live to live? Why we have to be in this universe of Tzimtzumim, of problem? I mean, everything is separation. This universe is all about separation. Within the separation, you can do a creation. If everything will be fulfilled, there is no room for creation.
But if it was already created, what happened? Why do we need to...
It's called Tzimtzum.
Okay, but I'm...
We have to go back 30 hours ago, but I will try to bring a synopsis. Like why it have to be again? Because the divine, the endless, create something that receive. That something that receive also was the same DNA of the creator. Lo haya klum, haya rak noten, anoten yatzar mekabel. Mima mekabel, איזה DNA יש למקבל? Noten gam. אז המקבל אמר, למה אני מקבל? אני גם נותן. לא הסכים. זה נקרא צמצום. Okay? This is in Hebrew for the people like that. לא, לא רוצה לקבל. זה נקרא צמצום. מה זה צמצום? שהוא מצמצם, הוא לא רוצה לקבל. אבל האור לא הלך, רק הוא הלך. אמר לו, זה level מסוים שקרה בעולמות. That's one of the things that happened in the upper world. זה צמצום. So from that point, everything, there is השתלשלות after that. Everything that happened after. So in the beginning, it was the desire and the fulfillment was one. That's called igul. That's called consciousness of completion. When in Bina, it happened in Bina, it's the third level down, or second actually from the desire point of view. Bina said, no, I want to share too. Virus in the system. So the receiver was never meant to share. Everybody who share in our universe now feel like special. But it's insult for the divine. The divine don't want nobody to share. The divine just want you to receive. Where did we come up with that sharing and charity and all this goodness? Because we come from the Olam HaTzimtzum. We're coming from the world of Tzimtzum. Sharing means something there. But in the original thought of the creation, receiving is a wrong thing. I mean, sharing is a wrong thing. There's only one who can share, the divine. Our job is to receive. All the goodness, all the wonderful, but we felt something called bread of shame, meaning we felt we didn't earn it. So we said, I want to earn it. And we create, we, the human, the consciousness of the oldest soul in the world, create a universe where we can earn everything we have. So every time you don't earn something, you have pain. Every time you earn something, you feel like you created. So life is not about achieving goals. Life is about earning your goals. Once you earn it, happiness. For that reason, people who didn't earn and everything come easy to them, not happy. They don't know why they're not happy. Because you have to find, okay, like the pressure. Where's my pressure to achieve my goal? And then everything's changed. So it's, I hope I answer it. But you should listen to all the things. It's on audio. It's wonderful. So it goes step by step what exactly happened there. Ishtalshelut advarim. More questions, Sharona? You're flying. You went far. Beseder, kol hakavod. Yvette, question? So let me just continue a little bit. Sometimes I continue too much and I enjoy it, but sometimes I don't want to leave people. Anyway, tzadik. Al tit'e lefaresh שנמשך במקום ושטח חב ושלום. When you said that the light continue, do not חוז ושלום, do not, God forbid, say that we're talking about מקום ושטח. We're not talking about space or distance. Because when you talk about something spiritual, there is no space, there is no שטח, there is no nothing. You know, so when religious people love to talk about God as somebody who punish you or reward you, they're missing the point. Because God is not sitting there with a microscope and check on you. You know, the only one who can punish is yourself. The rules that have been given in the Torah is to make your life better. You know, Shabbat, people afraid if they don't keep Shabbat, they're going to die because the Torah say going to die. But most people don't keep Shabbat, don't die. So what are you talking about? So the idea is like a person put a finger to the socket and kill himself. It's not about God will kill you. I remember I went to yeshiva when I was a kid, and then I left all of it and I went to a kibbutz. I don't know if you understand, the kibbutz is very much against any religion, so I went to a place that basically Yom Kippur is when you actually do barbecue. So I went to that kibbutz and, you know, it's affect you, it's influence you. And I remember my first time having a sandwich with cheese and sausage. And I'm working the kibbutz as a farmer. And I'm with a car, it was a GMC, a small one. And I'm looking at the sky and I said, okay, this is my first time. And I'm doing it. I'm nervous. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm having a bite. And because they educate you in a certain way, you're going to die. And nothing happened. And I have another bite. The third bite, I say, I really like that sandwich. It's pretty good, you know. You know, when you don't have an understanding and you have a religious mind, you actually make God a human. You lose it. You don't. And that's what I love about people who are never been exposed to religion, because they truly understand the divine and God as a spiritual energy. And that's what I love about them. When I talk to religious people, most of them, it's very difficult for me to unreligious them. Even I'm observing, I do the Shabbat, I do kasher, everything. But when I talk to a group of people, religious, and I go there, it's very difficult for them. They want to keep God religious. If they're Jewish, they want to make sure God has yarmulke. It's true. If the Christian, they will tell you God has a cross. He has a big cross made of wood, big one. All right? If the Muslim, they will tell you God wear that white jalabiya with it. Everybody make their God look a certain human thing. I think when everything will be over, the curtain will be removed, and we will see the end of everything, a lot of people will be shocked. It will be embarrassing. People will say, oh my God, I got it all wrong. It's just energy. That's it, just energy. It's in me. It's in you. How can I hate you? You have what I have. You know, and it's going to be something going to happen. You know, I cannot imagine the future, but based on what we study here, and for that reason, when he wrote that commentary, they beat him up. Orthodox Jewish people beat him up. He had to move from Jerusalem to Bnei Brak. He had to run away. Rav Ashlag. Because he came up with that concept of understanding. Also Dari. Dari, the same thing. Dari never had a synagogue. He had to go from place to place. He never had his own place. He has a little place where it is, but no people, so he had to go. And Rabbi Chaim Vital, his student, who put the words together, was threatened to be killed. Why? Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, from Italy, from Sicily, same thing. It's very interesting what you read. You should read the history of Kabbalists in the 500 years ago. You will see what they went through. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the Ramchal. It doesn't make any sense. I'm just saying it. So, כל דבר הולך מתאבא מכונה המהלך הזה בשם המשכה ממעלה למטה. So from now on, every time we talk about מתאבא, מתאבא means something become more physical. Something become like, you know, if you take steam, if you take water and make it into a steam, and the steam becoming like a heavy cloud of rain, that's called mita'abe. It's evolved to become more and more physical until it becomes water. Does that make sense, what I just say? It's called mita'abe. So when you say in Kabbalah, or in spirituality, or in especially the Sefirot, that something is becoming more thick or becoming more physical, mimala lemata, and it's coming from above to below, we don't talk about space or place, so don't get confused. Kizeh azach nifran shu lemala. whatever is more clear or less physical, it's called lemala, it's called elevated. So we not talk about something physical, a movement of physicality. Ve'av nifchan shu lemata. And the thick one is considered that it's below. So it's not about places. וזה משוער בקרבת הצורה לבחינה ד', כי כל הקרוב ביותר לבחינה ד', נבחן להווה יותר. Whatever is closest to the fourth level of desire, meaning the strongest desire, it's called ave, it's called physical. Whatever is away from the fourth phase, it's non-physical. וכל הרוחק ממנו נבחן לזך יותר ונמשך מעט. פרושו שהלך ונתהווה מעט. והמילה נמשך סובבת על אור הקו. And every time that we say נמשך, every time we say continue, we are talking about the kav, we talk about the line. Because when it's coming about the circle, there is no le'at, there is no slowly, and there is no nimshach, it doesn't come as a line. It's automatically, everything is in one shot. Okay? I think I gave you too much of energy. I hope you don't feel pressure. God bless you. God bless people at home. And thank you for joining me live tonight. Thank you very much. Thank you.